We're going to take a few minutes now to discuss the soup kitchen. Unfortunately, we don't have everyone here. If I see we have a full crowd one of the days in the near future, so remind me, Ari, we'll mention it again. Rav Dessler breaks down the traits, the human traits of a person and the way a person could work to be a better person into two categories. He says, at any given moment, you're either giving or receiving. A person could be a giver or a taker. And to be godly is to give. And to be human is to take. And in every action a person does, he could be a giver or a taker. Even when a person does something physical, he could do it in a way that he's giving. He could do it in a way that he's taking. My impression, and I think it's pretty accurate, is that almost every person that comes to Machon Meir is a giver. Almost every person I've encountered that walked through the doors of Machon Meir got here because he had something very, very good inside of him. Because he was searching for truth because he wanted to give better. And that's very good. As we move forward in Shmona Prakim on our Thursday nights, we're going to see that the Rambam breaks down the mitzvot into two types of mitzvot. The Rambam says there are mitzvot which are logical, and on those mitzvot a person is supposed to be of the nature that he naturally wants to do them. Meaning, when the Torah tells us don't eat pig, so our sages say a person shouldn't say, oh, I don't like pig. I don't eat pig because pig tastes terrible. The Torah tells you not to eat it. A person is supposed to say, pork is delicious. I walk by the restaurant and I see pork hanging there and I want pork. But the Torah tells me not to eat pork, so I won't eat it. Because it's not a logical mitzvah. It's not something that logic dictates not to eat pork. The Torah says, don't eat pork. So even though pork might taste very, very good, a hamburger with cheese might be delicious, but the Torah tells me not to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. But it's not because it doesn't taste good. You want to say something?
I was going to say, not just someone who said tastes good, but never tasted it, but someone like who tasted it and they really thought it tasted good.
Okay, fine. Same thing. The Rambam says, on the other hand, if a person says, I'd love to steal. You have that watch? I'm going to hold myself back from taking that watch because the Torah says so. If it were up to me, I'd be stealing, murdering, doing all the terrible acts in the world. But the Torah tells me not to, so I'm a good person. That's not good, says the Rambam. So the Rambam breaks it down to two types of mitzvot. The mitzvot that are logical, a person should say, that's the way I'd want to be as it is. That's a praiseworthy person, that's his natural inclination. And the Torah strengthens that, tells him what to do. And on the mitzvot that logic would not dictate to do, such as keeping kosher, such as the laws of family purity, a person is supposed to be truthful, and a normal person is going to say, I'd much rather not do what the Torah is telling me. I want to do other things, but Torah tells me to do this way, so I'm doing this way. Now, when people enter the Machon, they enter with very, very good inclinations. They want to be kind people, they want to be good people. And when you enter the Machon, suddenly you encounter the Torah, and you see that the Torah has guidelines on how to be a good person. And one of the things we learn is that the Torah tells us you're supposed to learn Torah and spend as much time as you could learning Torah. That in and of itself is an amazing mitzvah. Sometimes what happens is that people feel like they have to undergo such a change that they lose that good trait that they had. People sometimes, they feel so unnatural, like they have to reinvent themselves, that good inclination that they had until now to help other people disappears as well, because now they feel like they have to reinvent themselves. In many ways they do. They have to reformulate all of their thinking and their attitudes and philosophies in life. And part of what happens is that they also forego this good trait. Because in certain ways, a lot of what the Torah tells us isn't second nature for us. If we didn't grow up this way, so suddenly keeping Shabbos, yeah, I know it's good, but I'm used to answering the phone on Shabbos, and when the phone rings, I want to answer it. It's not so easy for me to hear the phone ring and not answer it. So, as a person trains himself to keep the Torah, part of what happens sometimes is he loses his natural inclinations altogether. And it's very sad if a person loses the natural inclination to help other people. So on the first level, I encourage people to participate in the Chesed projects of Friday, because it's part of being normal functioning element, part of the Jewish people. Be a part of helping other people. It's very important. But there's more to it than that. When a person is at the machon, a lot of what's happening is a person is taking. He's attending classes, he's calling up rabbis, he's going to people's houses. Fine, that's part of the growing process here. But at some point, you guys should, of your own accord, want to give, not only take. And if you're going to be a good, normal functioning member of society, then you shouldn't be comfortable taking all the time. You should want to give. And you should also probably have a difficult time moving from the role that many of you had, being the one in the community who's more observant, being the one in the community who's more interested in keeping Torah, helping other people. Suddenly you enter the machon and you feel like, I gotta start from square one. I'm at the bottom. And it's natural to feel bad with that. So one of the ways where you could make up for that feeling is take a position of being a doer and a giver. Now, this shouldn't overshadow your time at the machon. That's why we do it on Friday week. After we have class, you guys go and do it. But you should do it. You should do it. It'll help you maintain normalcy on all the fronts that we discussed. And also it'll help you care for other people. When a person spends all his time focused on himself, on his learning, so the learning is very important, but we say Torah Chesed al Leshona, right? We say Neshes Chaya. The Torah is a Torah of Chesed, it's a Torah of kindness. So we can't let the Torah desensitize us to the needs of other people. Quite the contrary. The Torah is supposed to sensitize us to the needs of other people. So even though I'm the one that always says, take a break, guys, you'll learn better, you have to learn as much as you can, but part of it is learning, I always feel like I'm bashing guys to leave. Go Thursday night, take a break if you need it, don't show up to class, go away for Shabbos. I have to remind you, learning Torah is the greatest mitzvah there is. But part of learning Torah is also being a good person. And if a person is going to be at the machon all the time, and he won't be participating in chesed, then his Torah is going to be warped. You can't have Torah without the actions. It goes hand in hand. Any Torah that doesn't go hand in hand with action is not a kosher Torah. That's what the Gemara says. That's what it says in Halacha. We say, Talmud may be the day ma'aseh. Learning brings a person to doing. So you guys have to learn, but you're all into it. And you also have to do. So I encourage everyone who can to attend and participate in the Chesed project. Talmud.